I would say that there's really two aspects to that question. One, we have a very high respect for the genre of music, so we want to make sure we're doing that justice. And two, we have a high respect for each other. And if we're walking over each other musically, we're not letting each other be expressive. And that's a big deal to a group like ours, where we have, it's a pretty tight-knit family, and it's really important that it's built on respect and for the genre and each other.
That's Dan Mars, and he's the leader, and he's the drummer. Now, as the drummer, do you have some techniques for making sure that everybody respects the groove when necessary?
Yeah, I think the first part of that is, as a drummer, I have to make sure that I'm accurate in the style that I'm playing, and I need to be forceful when necessary, but also make sure to get out of the way when other people need to shine.
You play Mamacita. Why'd you pick this one for your repertoire?
It's a salsa. It's a more contemporary piece. While we play a lot of traditional music from the 30s and 40s, we also have some newer ones. And this is one that dancers tend to really enjoy. And it's also one that lends itself well to solos. We have a nice extended trombone solo version of this chart we do. And Latin music is just, it's a great, great way to have fun.
We're speaking with members of the Moonlight Serenaders, the leader, Dan Mars, and one of the original members, Linda Ness. People tend to stay a long time in the Moonlight Serenaders. Why is that?
Yes, they do. I think they all have a common bond. The music itself, there's a love for the big band era, and they like playing it and playing it together. We have some really brilliant musicians in the group, but a lot of high level of education and expertise. That brings us together.
Despite full-time job commitments and family and other things, people can stay a really long time. Are there any other inducements?
It's a love and release kind of situation. You have the daily grind, and then you get a chance in the evening to release and go away from that. And that's where the music draws everybody in. It's a great release.
When you play big band music, of course, it can be a wall of sound, but there are times when you're playing a tune where it isn't. And players have to learn to play with restraint. How do you instill that?
I think that, I think about my 14-year-old daughter. If she's really worked up and loud all the time, you know, messages can get lost, right? Music is a conversation, and it's a series of highs and lows, fast, slow, and we're doing music the best justice in communicating its original intent if we can adhere to that and really let everything speak. And sometimes the thing that's said the loudest is not the loudest thing in the room.
Why do you enjoy Softly as in a Morning Sunrise?
Well, first, our alto sax player, who's usually featured on it, is a phenomenal player. It's Mike Stiegler. He's an outstanding player. I think the band really sits in a solid groove under his soloing, and I think the combination of his soloing and the band's interpretation of how to play that chart make it really enjoyable. Thank you.
We are speaking with the current director of the Moonlight Serenaders, Dan Mars. He's the percussionist. And the former director of the group, Linda Ness. And she still plays with the group, and she's a trumpeter. Linda, when you directed the group, the Serenaders added a vocalist. Why was that?
It adds a whole new dynamic to the big band. You can have the instrumental music and it can say everything it wants to say, but when you add a vocalist, it adds the lyrics to the audience. And the audience can now sing along. So that's a huge help and a big draw for the band.
I would think, too, that having a vocalist gives audience members someone easy to relate to.
I'd agree with that. I think, in addition to that, it also opens up a whole new set of some more contemporary repertoire as well.
Yeah, because you can include a lot of radio songs. But we have lined up here a big band standard. Nice work if you can get it. Why is this in the Moonlight Serenaders repertoire?
Audiences tend to really enjoy it. Dancers enjoy it. It is a traditional, kind of an Americana traditional chart. And it's a really nice arrangement that Dave Wolpe did for it.
The Moonlight Serenaders performs crafted arrangements of old and new big band music. To keep up with the Moonlight Serenaders, the best resource is Facebook. You would look for Midnight Serenaders of Minnesota, and Minnesota should be all spelled out. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.